You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Our passage today is the big finale on not only the fifth book of the Psalms, which is Psalm 107 to Psalm 149, but for the whole book of Psalms. This is one of those poetic flourishes where in your mind's eye, you need to imagine temple musicians and dancers leading the whole of earth and heaven in praising God. And if you don't know what the point of this poem is by the end, you're really not paying attention. After all, it repeats, praise God, praise God, praise God, nearly a dozen times. When my Hebrew scripture professor really wanted to rile up a crowd, he'd start a meeting with this psalm. In a call and response, he'd shout, praise the Lord! And we'd mumble, praise the Lord. He'd shout, praise God in the sanctuary! And we'd start to get warmed up and repeat it. Usually by the time we got to praise God with loud clashing cymbals, people in the next building were wondering if they should call the police. This psalm's sheer exuberance invites people to praise the divine in two ways. One, with a rhythmic, repetitive cadence that anyone can join in on. And two, with a call to move beyond the limitations of those who would limit spiritual experience to staid and stodgy tradition. Quiet prayer? No! Loud clanging cymbals! Humble deference? No! I said loud clashing cymbals. So as we consider Gerushin, our spiritual discipline for today, don't dismiss it because it may be unfamiliar. Just remember that ever since human beings have sought to connect with the divine, there's been no end to the variety of methods employed in getting to that spiritual sweet spot of openness and awareness we've been longing for.
Our words of wisdom are from Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God in the sanctuary.
Praise God in the mighty firmament.
Praise God for God's mighty deeds.
Praise God according to God's surpassing greatness.
Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp.
Praise God with tambourine and dance.
Praise God with strings and pipe.
Praise God with clanging cymbals.
Praise God with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Consider Mark Twain's observation. Suppose you were an idiot. And suppose you were a member of Congress. Ah, but I repeat myself. Or the phrase, some variation of which most parents have heard between their sibling children. Stop touching me. Stop touching me. Stop touching me. Or the classic scene from one of the defining movies of my generation, Pulp Fiction. Samuel L. Jackson's character, Jules. Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you. And this is where you say, what? In all of these cases, be they comedy, drama, or anything in between, they have one thing in common, repetition. And so today, we're going to consider the role of repetition in various spiritual practices. What? Repetition? Yeah. Look, this shouldn't be a great shocker. Mantras have been an element of Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism, the Japanese Shingon tradition, Zoroastrianism, Taoism, Judaism, and Christianity. A mantra is simply a sound, a syllable, word, or group of words that practitioners repeat for various psychological and spiritual effect. The earliest mantras were composed in Sanskrit by Hindus in India, at least 3,000 years old. And you may be familiar with one of the simplest of mantras, the word Om. Like many mantras, its use is more for the benefit of the vibration and symbolism than having any literal meaning. The Jewish version of practicing the repetition of a sacred word or phrase is called Gerushin. The word Gerushin translates literally from Hebrew as dispelling, and was originally used by the Hasidim as a way to rid themselves of unwanted thoughts. But for our purposes, we're going to expand it beyond being a distraction into a practice that provides a deeper awareness. As a means of meditation, repeating a sacred word or phrase finds its earliest roots in the Bible. There it's called Haggah. You may recognize the phrase from the psalm, "May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God." The word meditations is Haggah in Hebrew. The Bible even hints at the notion of mantra-like meditation in Joshua, where it says, "You shall meditate Haggah on it, the law, day and night." The rabbis tell a story about Enoch, the father of Methuselah, saying that he was a master of both the meditative technique of repetition and a master sandal maker, as he sewed each stitch, tying the upper and lower parts of the sandal together, he would repeat, "Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto La'olam Va'ed." Apologies to anyone who actually speaks Hebrew. In English, it means, "Blessed is the name of the one whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever." It was said that with this, he not only bound together the sandal, but the heavens and the earth as well. In the 18th century, Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav first popularized the practice of repeating a sacred word or phrase as a remedial way of connecting with the spirit. If you can't converse with the spirit in formal prayer, just say one word. Be strong-minded and say that one word many, many times, without end or number. The collateral effects of this practice include one's body relaxing and the mind quieting. It also detaches you from the immediacy of your feelings, allowing you to look at things more calmly and objectively and work toward creating a tranquil foundation from which to respond to life. In our passage today, we read, "Let everything that breathes praise God." The word translated as breathes or breath is one of the Hebrew words for soul, neshama, of which the root word is breath. The sages took this as a directive to be praising God with every breath. Over the years, a number of Hasidic rabbis came to be known for immersing themselves in the spirit through the repetition of one word or phrase. Rabbi Yitzhak of Berdichev would repeat, "Harachaman, merciful one." Rev Nachman of Bratslav used, "Ribono shel olam, master of the universe." Rabbi Yaakov Koppel meditated on the phrase, "I place God before me always." Now, we don't know if Jesus ever practiced this kind of meditation, but as a good Jew, there's a good chance that he repeated psalms and excerpts from psalms as part of his prayers. In the Eastern Orthodox tradition, people repeat what's called the Jesus Prayer, which you may have heard, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." The ecumenical community out of Taizé, France, has developed a tradition of repetitive singing, alternating with silence, that has proven to be a very effective kind of centering experience for people. We sing a number of their songs in our own celebrations. But For our purposes today, we'll keep it pretty simple. All you need to do is pick a word or phrase that is comfortable for you to remember and then repeat. They might include shalom or peace, the Lord is my shepherd, peace, be still, love, 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 or when I learned from Rabbi Rami, I am alive. And remember Julian of Norwich's mantra? All will be well. Or you could use the words from our centering song this morning. Be still and know that I am God. One of the ways I've heard it used is a kind of extended gerushin. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Right? Okay, so there are a couple of ways to practice gerushin. One way is in a quiet setting on your own. Get comfortable breathing in and out and repeat your chosen word or phrase over and over again. If you find yourself stopped or stalled, just begin again. There's no harm, no foul. Part of the point is to keep your mind from wandering, and your mind will fight back. The other way to practice gerushin is out in the big bad world, almost like having a safe word. Rabbi Rami says he finds it especially helpful in conflict situations. If for one reason or another, or equally as likely for no reason at all, I find myself in an argument with someone, my mind is constricted, my breathing is short, rapid, and high in my chest. I am at war. And the prize is to prove a point that only moments ago did not matter to me one iota. Look, without a sacred word or phrase, the repetition going on in our heads will likely have nothing to do with the sacred, but is more likely, I'll show you, I'll show you, I'll show you. But as soon as you realize what's happening, go into gerushin mode. Your safe word or phrase will occupy your mind and allows you to step back from what is going on, both within and around you. And not that you become detached from life, you just detach yourself from your mind's incessant chattering about life. Repeat your gerushin word or phrase. Your breathing slows and deepens. Your breath comes from deeper in your belly than high up in your chest. You relax. Your mind stops racing, and generally, your mouth stops babbling or your fingers stop typing. All of a sudden, you can listen to what the other person is saying, not in order to formulate a witty response, but to learn what he or she is so passionate about. Even if the argument continues, the tone has changed. You can hear the other side, even if you disagree with it. Bottom line, you're likely to be less upset and might even be able to find common ground with the other side, even if there's no resolution. And who couldn't use some of that these days? Rami says he forgets to practice gerushin all the time. But when he remembers, he simply starts up again. And when he does, he finds that he's more focused, more centered, and less likely to be victimized by his own thoughts and feelings. Just as a public service announcement, while gerushin can be practiced anytime, anywhere, it may not be a good idea to practice while driving a car. Despite being a practice that calms you, which we can all use in heavy traffic, it may also relax you to the point of driving off the road. Exercise with caution. Another advantage is gerushin's benefit of being able to be used as an antidote to feeling like you're wasting time. Try it standing in line at the grocery store or waiting in the doctor's office. and see how it changes your experience of those often impatient, anxious moments. Each day, there will be new opportunities and no time wasted. In the end, Geroshin helps us change our perspective, moving from the idea that the divine is something out there that we need to get into ourselves, to the idea that we live and move and have our being inside the divine. As Rami has said, not that God is in me, but that I am in God. Perhaps one of the advantages of being a musician is that we practice this kind of repetitive discipline all the time, be it practicing scales, arpeggios, or difficult passages. I sometimes enter into a different state of mind as I repeat things over and over again. But there's also a word for something that is repeated over and over again in music, ostinato. You hear it all the time and just don't know it. Composers use ostinato to create a mood or a feeling. One of the most famous? John Williams. Da-dum. Do I even have to tell you what it's from? Or Mission Impossible. Bum, 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 over and over again. Or how about Ravel's Bolero? When I was growing up, there were few records that my mom forbid me from playing when she was at home. But some that were definitely on that list were the later, more avant-garde John Coltrane recordings. One of the most familiar ostinatos in all of jazz may be the opening of Coltrane's A Love Supreme. It starts off with this beautiful, mellow mantra. Ba-bum, ba-bum. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. And then by the end, well, let's just say it's an acquired taste. So I know from experience as a musician and a Jesus follower, the power of Geroshin. And I encourage you to experiment with it for yourself this summer. Physically, it's soothing. It deepens your breathing, relaxes your body. Emotionally, it's calming. Intellectually, it's freeing, bumping you out of ruts. Spiritually, it deepens your awareness of the now and opens you to the Spirit's presence. So this summer, pick a Geroshin word or phrase and see where it'll take you. In the meantime, may we be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. And may we know the presence of the Spirit as we go. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information or to support this outreach with a donation, visit www.weputlovefirst.org.